Look what I'm eating for dinner.
I ran out of toilet paper.
Make sure you head on over to podgodsnetwork.com and check out all 11.5 million shows we have available for your free consumption. They're all free, they're all funny, and they're all fucking podgods. Go check them out. Podgodsnetwork.com, 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 podgodsnetwork.com.
You are now listening to Bloody Under the Influence.
I listen to
my dad and his buddies get drunk and talk smack.
This beat's still available,
talk
by the way.
Talk smack.
Wait, he was talking over. I made that beat. He probably listened to a pod, goddamn it, because I use different intros. Or pod, God bless it. But the regular BUI. Yes, sobriety sucks, and welcome to Blogging Under the Influence, episode 95. My name is Mick.
This your boy, NK.
And this is Bill.
Shauna.
And that's our cast for the evening. You may have heard a different voice that you've never heard before, and it may have actually made you pee yourself a little. His name is Bill.
My name is Bill.
Right. Bill's a newcomer to BUI, and he is actually looking at starting his own podcast. Right, Bill?
Yes, I am. Try to get it together. Hopefully I can have it started and up and going by maybe the middle of next month.
That would be fucking awesome. That's what we do here at the Pod Gods Network, folks. We help people start their own podcasts. Last week you heard Festy talk about Punching the Clown. R6 supposedly is starting his own podcast.
I know.
Well, that's what he fucking told me.
Last I knew, he was starting to be a UFC fighter again or do his MMA thing.
Yeah, August 17th, he's going to fight or something. He's getting back in the ring. He told me to clear my calendar for August 17th. So, yeah, there might be a live Blogging Under the Influence ringside that night.
Oh, shit.
That would
be
fun.
For that. Yeah.
But enough about them motherfuckers. We're talking about Bill right now. Bill.
Yes.
You want to start your own podcast called what?
Bill's Random Podcast.
Is it Bill's Random Podcast or Bill A Random Podcast?
Bill A Random Podcast.
Bill A Random Podcast.
Yeah.
That's a fucking awesome. And I guarantee that name hasn't been taken. So that's awesome. What do you want to talk about on Bill A Random Podcast? Give us a synopsis of what do you want to talk about?
I want it to be open. I wanted to, you know, whatever topic we land on, that's what we're going to talk about and discuss.
Okay. That's kind of what we do here at BUI. We don't really have a clear-cut
agenda,
yeah, or, you know.
I mean, that's
other than just being under the influence, pretty much.
Yeah, you just got to be fucked up. That's that's the only rule. But I have done quite a few sober shows. Yeah,
take a shot. Evidently, I'm bored and boring when I'm doing a sober show. So let me hit this Jaeger.
But, Bill, what made you want to kind of dip your toes in the podcasting pool, if you will?
I don't know, I'm kind of interested in radio, so I figured,
okay,
you know, that's a good way to get my foot in the door, so to speak, or to get started.
Right.
Try to do a podcast.
Yeah, you would like to be on a regular FM station? Is that?
Yeah.
That maybe the end game?
Maybe a midnight thing.
Yeah. I could hear you song. Doing a Valentine's show and playing a bunch of slow jams. Like,
this is the love hour with your boy Bill.
It's starting Barry White.
So you really
Barry Manilow.
You really got to know how to do it.
Jesus Christ. We need to hire you to like just do like moderate the mixtapes. You know what I mean? Just like introduce each song and shit.
This is Bill. Listen to your boy, Mr. Mick, dropping his next fresh track.
I do have some, I'll tell you this off air, but the Walk Tall and Kill Shit mixtape.
Right.
I'm I got some special plans for that. I've already talked to some people about it, and it's going to... The mixtape is going to sound like a podcast with songs in between.
That'd be tight.
We'll cover that later. And it'll actually be released as a podcast.
Shh.
Don't before it's available.
It's a secret ingredient.
Before it's available as a song or as an actual mixtape. Why is my shit bleeping?
Because he accidentally...
Bill, you're putting this shit in a recording. What are you doing? You got to learn. If you're going to record, you got to shut those electronic media devices off.
What is that thing?
You're going to get grounded now.
You can't
it's
even
your first
swipe
day
on
here.
That
you
thing.
Can't
what kind
grounded.
Of piece of is that?
Really? That's how you feel about my stuff? Just a piece of shit?
Some phones don't swipe. I don't know, man.
My phone will swipe. It's just I don't know how
it's
to
un-American.
Do it.
I don't know how to swipe either.
I can't swipe for shit.
I don't even have it.
No, this motherfucker. He sits over there. He's just swiping the fuck away.
Yeah, right.
Like, swipe. iPhones don't swipe, do they?
Bitch.
I don't have an iPhone.
I don't have an iPhone.
Oh, when did you get the phone computer?
When did you get the super megaphone?
What is that, man?
It's what
like,
is that
that's
excellent
Windows
piece
phone.
Of electronic magicry in your hands right
what
now?
That's the new Windows phone?
This yes. is the Nokia 920.
This
yeah.
is the Nokia 920.
Yep.
Give them your address so they can send you some coupons.
I got this in January.
Okay, you like it?
Yeah, I like it. It doesn't do some things that the iPhone does, so I'm still trying to get used to it, but... Yeah, it's a great phone. It's bigger. It's bigger than the miniature iPhone, as Noah put it, or NK put it.
Did you actually like the iPhone?
Oh, yeah. I had three of them, so yeah, I liked them.
I've heard so many people say that they don't like them.
You don't like them at first?
I don't know.
Until you get used to it.
I like the way they look. I think they look better than my phone.
It's better than Android. I got my wife an Android phone.
I don't want to buy a new charger every time I buy a new phone. I can buy 13 different companies' phones and use the same charger. You buy a new iPhone every time, you gotta buy a new charger with your new iPhone.
They've only fucking changed their charger once.
That's three times too many.
I don't
fuck them.
I don't like the fact that you have to get everything.
No, you don't.
No, but if you're gonna have the iPhone, you might as well get the iFamily shit.
Well,
I went online at Christmas time 2 years ago and got bulk. Cords that were multiple
right.
colored
uh-huh.
because all the kids got iPods for Christmas that year.
Mm-hmm.
So they got their own colored cords. Best cords ever. Better than the ones that they came with.
Well, I mean, the main reason I switched from my phone is because I don't like the iTunes culture, right? Every fucking thing you got to do through iTunes.
Right.
I didn't like that. But guess what? Guess how I put my music on my Windows phone?
Through iTunes.
iTunes.
Really?
But it takes about a tenth of the amount of time that it does with Apple. Like, I can sync with my iTunes library with this phone.
Right.
It takes about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Hours.
The fucking iPhone.
Sync with
every time
anything.
I sync the goddamn iPhone, it took me about 2 hours. Yeah. And I was like, fuck this shit. And that's why I was
my
like,
phone
I'm done
has never
it.
Synced anything.
Well, they synced to iTunes.
Not my phone.
Did I get skipped? What happened?
Yes, I'm sorry. You normally turn me down. I apologize.
Welp.
Wowzers.
Surprise.
Welp.
Go Gadget
Arm. It's fucking... It's Zombie Jesus Weekend.
Zombie Jesus Weekend. What?
What is Zombie Jesus Weekend? I'm curious about
that
phrase.
That's Easter, Bill.
That's Easter?
That's Easter.
Where did Zombie Jesus...
What happened to Jesus? What happened
that's
to
not
him?
A zombie.
Hey,
did
hey,
he get reincarnated?
Hey,
did he get reincarnated?
Zombie.
Did he come back from the dead?
Started on this shit.
Yes, sir, we will. Did he come back from the dead?
Hell no.
He did.
Hell no.
He did.
No.
So he's a motherfucking zombie.
Not a zombie.
You know what?
Not as a, what is he then? What is he?
He ain't come back
he
from
came
the dead.
Back a zombie. When you die, if you die and come back a zombie, you do not come back yourself.
What'd he come back as?
Jesus, motherfucker.
What'd Jesus do when he was 13?
Listen,
don't nobody
you're
know,
not
man.
Sit here and
they
give
went from Jesus being
Bible
born
lesson,
like Jesus 40.
I don't
40.
Fucking know the answer.
I'm just telling you. I'm just saying, man.
Hey, who found Zombie Jesus?
Who found zombies? The first person who got bit by zombies.
No, seriously. Who found the resurrected Jesus Christ?
I don't know, man. I'm not.
The Easter Bunny.
The Easter Bunny found it. He gave him some chocolate.
Gave him an egg.
From here on, it was full of chocolate.
Yeah.
No, it was fucking Mary Magdalene. What was Mary Magdalene?
Whore.
She was a fucking whore.
Well, I don't know if she's a fucking whore, but I know that she...
She was a whore.
Supposedly, so, she was giving it out. You know,
so
what I mean?
we base our Easter beliefs in the Christian world on the words of a whore.
Well, but I was at... No, I was at it. I've been to an Easter... I was at an Easter event.
Okay.
And they... No one in the audience knew what the hell Easter was.
Right.
Nobody. Maybe like the white hair.
Because
people.
It's really a pagan
because
holiday.
Everybody else is like, it's Candy Day, dumbass. You know what I'm saying? They're like, hey, we see that candy behind you. What are you talking about? He's like, Jesus, Lord. And all the kids are like, man, Mom, I want to go. What's up with the candy? And he's like, you know why we have Easter? And they're like, candy!
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, candy.
So here's the deal. The Easter holiday is one of two things. Either it's really, really fucking satanic, right? If you're Christian, you believe in the devil. You believe that Lucifer does things to change your behavior.
He does.
To be more Luciferian, yeah. Okay?
You should see what he does with my idle hands.
So.
Oh, shit.
So, Easter has become something similar to Christmas that is so far fucking removed from religion that it doesn't make sense anymore.
Christmas cost the shit out of me.
It's become about gifts. Easter has become about candy and Easter egg hunts, and the Easter egg hunts are part of the pagan religion. Not the Christian religion, the pagan religion.
Have you ever seen breakdancing midgets?
I don't think I have.
Man, they're out there.
Where the hell did that come from?
Yeah, they are out there, man. We got curveball off of that shit.
That curved the fuck out of me.
Man, shit. Yeah. I didn't wear my boots, man. These Adidas, man. I don't know if y'all heard of them.
They're what?
Adidas.
Adidas?
Adidas.
Fuck's that?
Adidas.
Adidas. Okay. All day I dream about sex.
Well, I mean, they've got phone numbers for that shit.
He called one the other day.
What? Oh, I did. Yeah, I did. Fuck shit.
My penis has been hard for more than 4 hours. Did. What do I
fuck
do?
Shit.
No, we bought these fucking blue electronic cigarettes, right? And 5 days after I bought it, one of my batteries died. The light just stayed on. Couldn't get a hit out of it, nothing. I don't smoke anymore. Where's the ashtray?
Over there.
And so I called customer service for these blue cigarettes things to bitch about the fact that my shit wasn't working. Well, I looked the number up on the internet on my phone while we're driving.
While I'm driving.
While she's driving, yeah. We just dropped off our kids to my ex. And I call, 80s mind told me 1-800 blah blah blah, you know, whatever the seven right. digit number was. I just remembered it and typed it in. Well, turns out it was really an 888 number, and the 800 number was a fucking sex line.
You're like, I rubbed it raw for the third time today. What should I do?
Yeah, pretty much.
Lubricated.
Oh, I was like, how the fuck did that happen? I just remember.
Is it was on speakerphone.
Yeah, it was.
Plugged into
the radio.
The minivan.
Yeah.
Radio. So as I hear, press 1 if you're a male. Press 2 if you're a female. I come to a stop. I'm like, really?
What the fuck's going on here?
Do we hit 1 or 2, babe?
And I said, just keep looking at the fucking road, bitch.
Give me another beer.
So, yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about music, shall we?
Music.
A little bit.
I love music.
A little bit. We did a show at Beatniks.
Beatniks. Beat the Black of Beatniks. Brought to you, boy.
Beatniks Cafe.
Brought to you by your boy NK.
Yes, sir.
That was a good show, by the way. Very good show. I've seen it myself.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah, Bill was in the spot. I actually thought Scarface was here. He had his white brimmed hat on, flat billed hat, and his glasses, and I was like, is that fucking Brad Jordan? Turns out, no, it was Bill, and I hadn't seen Bill in a while. So, yeah, it was that. Compared to the last show I went to, the one in November.
Right.
It was.
Man, there's some hit and miss down there, but the past three have been progressively better, so.
Yeah.
I was really ready to give it up because I hate the promotion side of doing all this.
You hate it?
Yeah, I hate it.
Okay.
Because I had to deal with people, and then they come up and they want to give you a CD, and they want to get on for 2 seconds. They just want to do this one verse a cappella. And then I'm a cocksucker when I'm like, nah, man.
Right.
Are you on the flyer?
Right.
Oh, well, it's a shame. You're not getting on the stage.
What was the name of the group that went on, like, in between our sets?
That was Monte Carlo.
That was Monte Carlo. The O&E guys.
O&E didn't show up for the third time in a row for me.
Okay. I think the last one I did in November, they were there.
Yeah, they have been there, but they haven't. They. I keep trying to get them because I like the young dudes, but they fail to pull through for me. So.
Right.
It is what it is, and that's just part of the stress.
That's kind of strange if somebody says, hey, come do the show for free, because people don't know this. This doesn't happen in the rock and roll or the country market, but in the hip-hop market.
You have to pay to play.
You got to pay to play. If somebody's doing a show somewhere and you want to get on stage and do your thing for 10, 15 minutes.
That costs you.
That's just, it sucks, it's horrible, and that's part of the reason why the name My album is called Artistic Integrity, because I don't fuck with that shit. I just won't. I don't care.
Well, me neither.
If somebody...
That's why I do the free show, though.
Right, exactly.
Because that's bullshit. That's bullshit, because you're exactly right. You could be the suckiest band on the planet.
Yep.
You can know every fucking Pantera song on the planet. You get paid $400 for you go do 2 hours at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll pay you to do somebody else's song. But you ain't gonna rap a Tupac song all night at no bar. You have to bring your own shit,
yes,
then they want you to pay to play. You're not going to get paid.
Yeah. Well, smaller bars are different. We're talking about venues here. More venue-oriented
venues.
Or,
regardless, you still, to do hip-hop, you still have to pay to get on stage. You open up for this artist, well, here's a ticket package. Or, you got to pay this X amount of money for this X amount of minutes.
Yeah.
You 10 minutes is $300 to open up for this big-name artist.
For this big name artist.
Right, that ain't right. But that's how
$300
at least. It depends on who the artist you know. I'm sure at a weak ass show for these weak ass rappers that's out now, you got to pay probably pretty heavy price to get on stage before them.
Yeah, I've never done that. I took a vow early on.
Well, I don't do it anymore.
Fuck you and you fucking cocksucker.
Did you enter that contest?
What music? Or wanting money.
Did you enter that contest?
Which contest?
You have to enter it.
I haven't entered a contest.
Well, Knack put me on, man, because I got a text from like three different people, so I asked him about it.
Knack may know that I fucking hate contests.
He already got like the Facebook message, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
The devil message. Probably is the devil. It's probably the devil message. But free to join contest. In Elwood.
$2,000. Bill, you want to go to Elwood?
$2,000.
Let's go. Let's go to Elwood right now, Bill. Let's go.
$2,000 cash prize.
You'll pass.
I mean, free to enter. $2,000 you can win.
Wow. Rap, hip hop? I mean.
Yeah, rap. And it's like three local Elwood bands.
When is it?
Three local Elwood bands are the judges, I do believe.
When is it?
So you got like rock bands doing it.
When?
Everybody who signs up gets a different date.
When?
You got to sign up now,
sound
man.
Sound like a setup.
Get them all in one area at one time.
Setup is just a bar promoting itself, you know what I mean?
I think I could go do the
zombie apocalypse.
The acapella of Just Don't Get It.
$2,000. I mean, fuck it. And I think it's like you win and then you do like another, you know, you like move up in a bracket or something, but like at the end of the summer, it's going to be all wrapped up. Or,
one sentence exactly. I never thought I'd say is, I'm going to go to Elwood and rap.
I've been there and did a show already.
Really?
Yeah.
Yo, let me know how it go.
Well,
it's a notoriously racist place. I'll put it you're that exactly way. That's right. That's why I'm saying that.
But somebody's offering
for the listeners.
Two racks, man.
Two racks. Yeah.
You're talking two racks.
I don't do this for the money. You can keep your racks on racks.
I know, but if you want to battle,
I got
tracks on tracks on tracks.
Yes, sir.
Man, motherfucker act like I don't know shit. Man. I'm on this shit. I'm a beast. I'm a beast.
That may be fun, though. I don't know.
You didn't know I was going to come in with you on that shit, did you?
You're like, yes, sir.
This motherfucker.
I knew you got it. That was a fun show, though. We're talking about the show at Beatniks. I don't know if we lost some recording time, so.
No, we did talk.
We talked about Beatniks.
Yeah, a little bit. All right. We killed that shit, that man. We killed it. We had a good audience. We had good participation for the Whiskey Dan Drum Circle.
Yep.
We had an excellent hip-hop show, thanks to Monte Carlo and his group of homies and the Complex Records family getting it in.
Well, what I talked to Trace about was doing BUI live before the next Beat the Block, right? Then that, he set the show up to start at 7 for some reason.
Really?
His record release party
I didn't know
version
that.
Of the Beat the Block.
Yeah, I didn't know what time he was starting the show.
It said 7, and I already talked to Trace about doing BUI at 6 there. Right, we talked about that
right
night. I talked to him.
So it's
you.
A go?
Well, it could be a go, but I'm not sure Knack knows about it, so I don't know if...
Well, it's still my show.
It is,
we can still do it, you know what I'm saying? Knack wants to do his record release party, album release party. That's cool, because I don't have mine done. Somebody might as well drop a record, you know what I'm saying? Drop this shit, run with it. I hope we have to turn people away at the door. I hope he sells a CD to every motherfucker who walks in the door. I hope he does his thing. Complex Records signs, and he does it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so come out to Beatniks April 20th. Beat the Block of Beatniks.
420, bitch.
420. I think it's like 321 East 3rd Street, Marion, Indiana, 46952.
Yeah, if you're close enough, get at me. I'll fucking tell you how to get there.
Yeah, because he really didn't sound too sure about that.
No, I'm pretty sure that's the address and shit.
Yeah, 321.
321 East 3rd Street.
East 3rd Street, Marion,
Indiana.
Yep, that's it.
Come down, check us out. We get it in. Free hip-hop.
So we got into a debate. I want to get back into this debate because it was fun. the fucking recording was lost. But... at some point in time, NKase drew a line between rap and hip-hop.
Yeah.
And for the layman to the hip-hop world, that means shit. But for the people actually involved in hip-hop, there's a pretty clear line between what we determine rap and hip-hop is by definition.
But But you have to be a grown up, you know what I mean? You can't just be like, yeah, I'm hip-hop, motherfucker. Nah, you got to be grown up to understand that. And I'm not saying that there isn't a little kid out there who's not grown up about that point of view.
Right.
That's what it is. I hope there's a million little kids out there like it. But it really didn't hit me till recently, even though I always knew.
Really?
I always knew, but as far as my personal... you know, I always felt like, bitch, I'm hip-hop, you know what I mean? Even though I was just a rapper, you know what I mean? And now I realize that I don't want to be a rapper any longer. I want to be hip-hop.
I want to be
because
an MC.
Because I am hip-hop, you know what I mean?
I want to be an MC,
I really
bitch.
Am. And anybody who knows me knows that I make fun songs and I make rap tracks, but I've got real-ass tracks out there.
Oh, you do?
I really am saying real shit.
Well, let's get back to that. I mean... for real. Let's get back to that. Fire the Truth on stage was talking to me about that very thing.
What's that?
He said, I got a new name for you. I'm going to name you the lyricist, Mick the lyricist or some shit like that. Right. And I was like, all right on, man, in respect, man. That's kind of what I aim for, so thank you.
Yeah.
And then he felt the need to kind of defend his, like, gangsterish kill people, do drugs, wear jewelry, rap.
That's his compassion. That's his hip-hop shining through on that, because he doesn't... Most people don't want to be just rappers, man. You want to be able to play the song for anybody and have them be like, man, that's cool. You know what I mean?
Well,
whether it's an old person, a young person, a white person, a black person, a Chinese person, a Mexican, you want anybody you play that song for to be impressed with you as a human being. You want your real person to shine through on that track.
Right.
And when you're like, oh, bitch, I slap a motherfucker, I do this and I'll do that. Yeah, that's cool, but that's what they see when they see you then, and that's what they think when they see you. You know what I mean? And you don't always want that. You might want that when you're standing in the hood, but when your grandma or your auntie or your friend who goes to church and they don't cuss or don't want to, you want to play a song for them. You want to be able to play 10 songs for them that you're like, this is what I do, man. You want to feel pride in that.
Right.
You want to be able to play that for a foreign person who never been to America and say, this is what my music is.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? This is what I'm talking about. It's real shit. It's not, it's not baloney. You know what I mean? It's not rap shit. It's hip hop shit.
Right.
And I've always lived a hip hop life. But I started off as a rapper, and I'm morphing into a hip-hop artist. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, the first things I heard from you were all pretty gangsterish shit.
Right.
Which I've never hid behind the fucking cloak of trying to be something I'm not. I mean, I've
right. Well, I hope
tried not to do that.
Right. I hope you don't think I was trying to hide behind a cloak, because I'm
No. I'm just saying it in, what you're saying. What I mean? There's a lot of rappers out there that are like, they pretend to be something they're not. They pretend they're fucking and gangsters and drug dealers. Right.
And the whole thing with rap now, is these kids are rapping about being in the hood and selling dope and all this stuff because they think that is what's cool, because that's what people was talking about. And the whole thing is. Me and other artists wasn't talking about that shit to promote it and tell you to go do it. We talked about it because that's what we knew and that's what we know, and we don't want to be part of it. We're running from it. But all these wannabes out here and all these fake-ass rappers out here now, they talk about it because they're rich punks who are running towards this shit. They do want to sell dope. They do want to do this shit because they think it's cool.
And they do that to do what, Bill?
He's under the influence.
We're talking about the rappers talking about drugs and guns and jewelry and money and all shit to do what?
Hell, they do it to promote their shit. That's what's going now.
Right, but you said something earlier about.
You got to refresh my mind.
I told you he's under the influence. Man. Glorify, one too many T's, man.
Glorify behavior. Glorify quote unquote like ghetto or.
No,
you know, behavior. You said that.
I said when you want to slow me down. I said when you want to glorify, you know, like negative
you know things. I mean? Yeah,
yeah. That's what a lot of rappers now do.
Right.
That's not hip hop. You know what I mean?
Right. That's hip hop. It's catering to pop culture.
It's catering to the business.
Yes.
That's a business. That's not hip hop.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Hip hop's not a business. Hip hop is more like a feeling, a story. You know?
Nah, man. Hip hop is more than a feeling or a story. Hip hop is life, man. I breathe that shit. I then did that shit. I am hip hop, and can't nobody who knows me tell me that I'm not. When I go to a show and I do a show like I'm rapping for 10,000 people and it's six rappers and that's all that show up is six rappers to rap for six other rappers and I get up there and I rock it, man, I am hip hop. When I'm at the bar till 3 o'clock in the morning and I got an hour and a half drive to make it back to the house, that's hip hop, man. I ain't getting paid. I'm spending money on gas and party money and everything else. I am hip hop. I write shit. You could come to my house. I got lyrics on everything. I got lyrics on candy wrappers, on blunt boxes, on everything that you could think of. I got lyrics on.
Okay, I'm saying
I am hip hop, man. I breathe that shit. I walk that shit. I talk that
shit. You sit up here, you talk about you got your lyrics written down and all that shit. I don't have shit written down. Nothing written down.
Right, but you can still live hip hop, though.
I grew up off LL Cool J. I'm bad. You know what I'm saying? Right. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, you can still live. I'm
hip hop too, motherfucker. Right, you can still. I ain't got lyrics and shit written down. What the fuck are you talking about?
But I'm just saying it's a difference between rappers and hip hop.
Don't try to cut me down like I'm not motherfucking hip hop because I ain't got lyrics.
Man, you need another T, man. Ain't nobody cutting you down. Ain't nobody cutting you down.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it, and that's the way I took it.
Man.
Come on, yeah.
Man. Oh man, here we go, man.
Real and keep it.
Yeah,
know,
keep this shit real, cause man, you a powder, man. I don't know what you're talking about, man. You a left fielder, man.
All he can do is mumble.
Left fielder, man. You out there? Left field, man.
This is awesome,
man. It don't matter, cause I bet you got some rap bullshit in your car. Man. Probably saved on your phone. You probably be in the car with
fucking right I do.
Somebody auto-tuned rapping on your shit somewhere.
Right, some of that time.
Right, because some of that shit sucks.
Some of that shit.
Because you think because you think when you pull up next to a motherfucker and your speakers are louder than his and you got Wayne playing on your shit that you look cool, motherfucker. But you don't know to a hip hop motherfucker, not a rapper. You don't look cool, motherfucker. Hold you on. Sound like
Time
a dumbass. You know
Time
what I'm saying?
I don't know. See, here he go hitting me below the motherfucking waist again. I don't give a fuck what's cool and what's not. I got my music in my car because I like that shit.
Right.
If I got Lil Wayne in my car because I like that fucking
I
song.
I doubt you like it, motherfucker. I doubt you like. You probably got bite your tongue the whole time you listening to it. Just because you're in pain, man. You just want to bite your tongue so your ears don't hurt no more.
You know, I play that shit so you bite your motherfucking tongue when you're in my
I don't
car.
Bite my tongue. I tell you, turn like this that. Shit off, man.
You look, I've been knowing you for years.
I'm hip hop. I ain't a fucking.
I'm hip hop.
This fake ass rap culture, man.
Now.
It used to be a bar set in rap. It was called Tupac. Tupac used to be the bar that was set, and every other rapper on the planet wanted to be what Tupac was.
Can't
I don't get East
that.
Coast, West Coast, North Coast, South Coast, China, fucking wherever, Russia, everybody had a bar that was set. It was called Tupac.
Right.
And then Tupac passed away. And now there's no bar set. And now there's just fucking idiots everywhere rapping. And they're like, this is what rap is, and this is what you're going to listen to.
Watch this argument. But you're wrong.
I ain't wrong.
Because the next bar was Eminem. And I know you don't like Eminem.
What bar did he set?
What bar did he set?
Seriously. Eminem? Yes. He had like 3 years that he was like stuffed in everybody's face. Yeah. But he never said nothing in 3 years. He just cried about how he couldn't keep his bitch in line and his mom used to treat him bad. Oh, fucking cried me a fucking river, man. Consider everybody got a sob story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody got a sob story. Don't tell me how you can't keep your bitch in line, though.
How is he not the next person to set the bar? Regardless of what your opinion of his content.
No, there's no way he set a bar.
How did he not set a bar? He sold more than the artist you previously named.
There's no way that he set a bar.
He sold more than
you know why he set a bar. Sold so much because. Because
he's a sellout, and that's what part of it is, man. It's
Eminem.
My bum is on you. All that shit, man. Eminem. Come on, man. You in the hood, you can't freestyle shit. You clothesline like a motherfucker,
you,
man.
Eminem
come
is
on, man.
Hip-hop.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Never. Eminem is hip-hop.
You show me that track. Play it. You Google that shit right now. You show
Eminem,
me.
When Eminem,
show me.
When
show
Eminem
me.
Raps,
show me.
He tells a story.
He does.
You ain't lying.
Absolutely.
You ain't lying.
He tells a story.
You ain't lying. That motherfucker tell a motherfucking story. That motherfucker tells a story.
He talks about how he feels.
Oh.
He ain't talking about bling blinging and
he ain't.
Doing.
No, matter of fact, about half of his fucking last album was making fun of Lil Wayne.
Oh, that's fucking
awesome.
You didn't
catch that.
No, I did not. Matter of fact, I didn't catch that. I didn't.
Eminem
I didn't.
Is talent.
Because I don't listen to new shit.
I know.
You know what I mean? I don't listen to new shit.
You're missing out.
No, I really am.
You are. You're fucking missing out.
There's some underground artists I listen to nobody I never know of that are kick ass, man. There's motherfuckers around here who are spitting shit.
That's I think way you have a fucking idea in your head about Eminem.
It's not Eminem. I have an idea about
you have an iron rappers cloak in general.
You have a fucking idea about everybody.
You goddamn right. And I don't like no rappers, so let's just put that out there. If you ain't fucking with me and I ain't fucking with you, you suck. So fuck you. Unless I say your name, fuck you. You ain't got to be tight.
I'm in that club. You've said my name a few times.
You ain't got to be tight. You just got to have passion and shit.
Said my name, so fuck him.
Hey, he can spit four bars right now. If they come out smooth as hell, hey, and then he in the club too, damn it. Four bars.
I ain't spitting shit,
man. Exactly.
Does that have to be original?
Go ahead, drop it, girl. Go ahead, drop it.
Go ahead, you can do it.
No.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, guys, that's been fun. We've had our rap talk. We'll come back with a more normal blogging under the influence. But check out this commercial, one of our fellow pod gods, when they spit out the link of their show. Type that shit in your fucking Google Chrome and go check them out, because I guarantee, since it's on our show, it's going to be an awesome show. Check it out. We'll be back with some Guess the Headlines. You guys excited for that?
Stoked.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Yeah.
So what the hell is this about a fresh, clean, generic bumper?
Basically, a bunch of the podcasts, they want to promote us. They'll put us on with our little commercial for our show, the Anti-Semantic Show. But yes. They want us to be clean.
What do you mean by clean?
Well, like our last bumper, Drew kept saying rape.
What? And the problem there is...
They want us not to talk about rape during the bumper.
I don't know if I could do that, man. That's going to take a lot of effort.
I mean, there's plenty of things that aren't rape. Pray to God, you know at least one or two things that aren't rape, right?
Non-consensual sex?
I think that's rape.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's actually the definition of rape you've just stated.
Face fucking without consent?
Again.
Still, right? The consent word. That's what we're getting caught up on.
Taking a girl's virginity when she's sleeping?
I guess that's rape.
It's a hazier line, but I'm still pretty sure that's rape.
That's rape.
If she's dreaming that she wants it, it's fine.
I guess.
I don't know, because it's still a dream. It's not real life. Did she explicitly say yes?
What if I'm dream fucking her or something?
What do you mean, like you fall asleep beside her and you sleep rape?
Yeah, exactly.
That's still rape.
Yeah, so we're all about rape.
The Anti-Semantic Show. It's all about rape. Find us online at antisemanticshow.com, facebook.com/antisemanticshow, and at antisemanticshow, without the O, on Twitter.
Now.
Hey.
So, what kind of job do you have?
I got a job. Indeed.
Where you kind of get, when you get to where you're working, it's kind of continuous operation and you kind of...
Right. I show up at work. Right. The machines are running. There's a dude already there. I have to walk up and relieve him of these machines pretty much.
Like dude on the shift before you?
Like dude on the shift before me.
All right.
And it's probably my second or third day on the job. I just started about a month ago. Second, third day on the job. I come up to the dude because I do hip-hop music. I do shows.
Right.
I'm always trying to promote myself and my company. So that's what I do. And I'm like, hey, what type of music you into? And it's all dudes who work in this factory. It's a factory, you know what I mean?
Right.
There's a couple chicks there, but it's primarily males.
Yeah.
And work boots, greasy, dirty job.
Fun stuff.
I come up to him and I'm like, you know, you like music. He's like, yeah, I like music. I'm like, what type of music are you into? He don't give me like a genre or be like, you know, a tight ass, like manly answer. He tells me like, to tell you the truth, man, boys to men. Now see that laugh is exactly what I wanted to do. Because I'm thinking you could have said anything, man. You could have said fucking Tupac, Biggie, Guns N' Roses.
Right.
You know, Leonard Skinner, Led Zeppelin, any fucking thing.
Pantera.
You know? Anything. You know, anything. But not.
Boys to Men.
You yeah. say, you don't even give me a genre. Boys to Men.
I got a question.
Bill wants to chime in.
What the fuck is wrong with Boys to Men?
Yeah. I knew it was all right. coming. All right,
check it out. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie to nobody.
The fuck is wrong with you?
I can sing along with some Boys to Men tracks. You know,
right?
There's nothing wrong with Boys to Men.
But you don't want to define your musical taste,
right? Like everything that I base my music. Yes, I like music. What type of music you like? Boys to Men. All right, you can't tell me. You can't be a male and answer me with a boy band. All right, you can't do it. You can't do it. You can't
Boys
do it.
Boys to Men is not a fucking boy band.
Oh, okay.
They might have started out
so they
as a boy band.
Dance.
And now they're a man band.
Yeah.
Right?
So they dance. They dance. Hey. They sing.
Hey.
And they're a band of people singing together.
You two
love
men,
songs.
You two men can kiss my ass. Boys to Men, I grew up off that shit. Okay. And it helped me understand
you grew up
different things.
Off Boys to Men.
So
yeah.
You wasn't born in 89. You didn't grow up.
So when you heard the videos on MTV and shit, did you like just stand there and do the
cry
part? He just... Or the guy with the
all always love till the end.
I know that shit happened.
He's standing there crying in his tidy whities. She's so beautiful. Right. Mm-hmm. It don't matter, motherfucker. If you stand in a group full of dudes
Welcome
and a motherfucker,
to BUI,
and a motherfucker walk up to you and he be like, hey, man, you like music? And you like, yeah, man, I like music. Like, what type of songs you like, man? What type of music you into? Your answer, like, I don't give a fuck who you like. Your answer ain't gonna be
Boys to Men.
That's not what you said your question was to that.
That was my question. Yeah, I said, do you like music? Do you like music? Yeah, I like music. What type of music do you like? Really, man, to tell you the truth, Boys to Men.
So fucking
he didn't
what?
Say
he
rap
liked,
or rock
he,
or
he
or hip hop so or R&B. He didn't say no tight ass man shit. He said a girl answer.
See, that's typical.
Boys to Men.
Just because he
typical
didn't,
of
just
me.
Just because he didn't say what the fuck NK wanted him to say, then it's a fucking problem. Shut the fuck up and accept his damn answer.
I
that's what he
it.
Likes, Boys to
I
Men.
Accepted
so
it.
Fucking what? Now you want to talk about him.
I
oh, you're
do.
Not a fucking man.
You're
some
right.
bitch shit.
That is.
Because you like
that
Boys
is.
To Men. You're fucking
you going to tell me that that's the answer you're going to give me? Hey, Bill, you like music? You like music? Hey, let's see. Let's just see. Hey, Bill, you like music?
Get the fuck out.
If I'm standing with 14 dudes on a construction site, I'm like, what's up, guys? What y'all want to do? And one motherfucker says, I'm going to the ballet this Friday. Bitch, you're a bitch motherfucker. It don't fucking matter. You're on a job site with all men. You
so
better
what?
Give a man
Guess
fucking answer
fuck
if you lying, motherfucker.
Do?
If you lying, you better give a man fucking
so he's
answer.
Gonna, so he's gonna
because
lie
them motherfuckers
are going
to roast you, and that's how
he's
it is. You know
lie
what I'm saying?
Just to impress
you
NK.
Check your feelings when you clock
fuck
in. When you clock
you're
in,
crazy.
You check your feelings at the
that's
door, motherfucker.
Shit.
Don't wear your heart on your sleeve at work. You cannot do that.
I'm going to be
that's
real.
That's how we know you work at Jimmy
me.
John's.
And
you don't work with a bunch of dudes
like
for
I'm
real.
I'm wearing my heart on my shoulder or shirt. Take that motherfucker off then. Fuck that.
Fuck you. If I ask you who you like, if I ask you if you like music and you like New Kids on the Block, motherfucker, you suck. Shut the fuck up.
Fuck you. I had a New Kids on the Block tape. Kiss my
ass. I know. You probably still got a New Kids on the Block pillowcase.
Probably do.
You still hump your pillow.
And when we leave here, riding in the car, I'm going to play my New Kids on the Block CD for
you. Right. You got the acapella versions. You got New Kids on the Block unplugged in the car on cassette.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Get the fuck out of here. This guy is crazy.
This fucking guy.
Got him.
It don't matter, motherfucker.
Well,
if you on a motherfucking job site, if you on a job site with me and you answer me with some pussy ass shit, you better be ready.
So what did you say to the guy when he told you Boys to Men? What was
man,
your response?
It's my third day, man. I couldn't just chuckle at him in his face. You know, I was just like,
you
should have okay.
spoke your mind. You should have said that some pussy
I did, bitch. I said, okay. Well, I
well,
do hip.
You could have said like
I said, okay, right on.
Right.
Well, I do hip hop shows. If you're interested in hip hop, feel free to come down to my free show. We do hip hop there. If you want to hear some R&B, we'll possibly have some R&B down there too.
We'll have 16 bars of lip synced R&B for you.
Right, at least. At least. Or if you come down, what, June 15th, we'll have some real R&B there with Canadian artists.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Hey, well, fuck, tell a little more about that. You have a relative that lives in Canada that's pretty fucking talented and working with some
She's so talented, you leave you speechless.
Yeah, let's plug her, man. Let's help.
Khadijah Lopez.
Khadijah Lopez. Yeah, how do you spell that? Because it's spelled kind of strange.
It's Khadijah Lopez. Lopez.
Yeah, so.
You can YouTube her, Google her,
China,
check her out.
Iran, Mongolia, Russia. All you international folks that are listening, Google this name again, spelled how?
Khadijah Lopez, Khadijah Lopez, Lopez.
Look that shit up on YouTube, man. You'll be very, very, very
years
impressed.
Old, writes all her own lyrics.
I heard her sing. She sounds pretty good.
Amazing. Yes, sir.
Beautiful voice.
Got a question, though. Why do people always, when they name their kids, make it spelled so fucked up to where?
Hey, you just could fuck? Like you could have just like pissed off like all of Jamaica, you know that? Because that's like she was born in Jamaica, and it's probably like a very Jamaican name, would assume. You know what I'm saying?
But there's probably
at least 400 ladies in Jamaica right now. Like, what you mean my shit's fucked up?
Well,
you know what I mean? I could not tell
you
because
picking on me, Billy?
She was born in Jamaica.
What's not fucked up to them may be fucked up to me. And I think it's fucked up to me.
We know. You listen to the kids on the block.
Everyone should be named William.
No. That's not good. No. I mean, just spell Bill. The shit how it sounds.
Bill, it's such a negative name, isn't it?
It is, actually.
Bill,
yeah.
Real, because I got too many of them motherfuckers to pay.
Right. Yeah, I was not very happy when I checked my mail today. And
you got another bill.
And, yeah.
And 9:30, a bill shows up at
actually,
your door
it was
again.
A bill that we already paid. It was just notice of, hey, thanks for paying this bill, and I didn't know I paid
it. Oh, well,
it.
That's a happy letter.
No.
No, it's not.
It's already
really.
Paid.
No.
Not when it's your tax refund.
Not when it's from the IRS.
Right. They're like, thanks.
Right.
Bitch.
Thanks for paying me, bitch.
Never mind. I'm going to get off that topic.
Remember that money I said I was going to give you?
Yeah.
Bitch, it's mine.
Hey, remember all that shit we're going to buy with that? Yeah, that's not going to happen anymore. Just go back to being poor, you fucking stupid crackers. Thinking the goddamn government
pay off
was
going
to let you have any money at all. No, fuck you. You didn't pay enough, actually. Where's our check? Oh, sorry about that.
So,
I'm sorry, too.
So, you have some good news, too. Your daughter is, like, becoming slowly a rock star, and she's just barely a teenager, right?
Yeah, she's trying. My a lot of listeners know who Michaela is. She was the one in Alone. She sung the hook on Alone. But she was on vacation with my baby mama.
Word.
They went to Oklahoma, then they went to Tennessee. There's a local guy here in Hartford that plays guitar and sings a lot of like Stained covers and country covers and things of that nature.
What's his name?
Derek Jones.
What up, Derek?
What up, Derek? Hey. Very talented individual. He was going to be in Tennessee at the same point in time my baby mama and my kids were with my daughter, Michaela, and they met up, did a song. She sung Strawberry Wine at Puckett's and something Fork, Twisted Fork or something. Some town outside of Nashville, I don't know.
Right on. Good shit.
But I haven't seen the video yet, but from what I heard, she fucking killed it. So
how old is she again?
She's 14.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, in the game already, she man.
She's been in the game since she was 9, man.
I already know, man.
Can't you see?
Yeah.
She sung that when she was 9. Well, the people listening might not know. Man, there's probably 3 songs I haven't even released that she was in. Alone was the most recent one on Flood Warning 1.5. If you look that up, Mr. Mick, on HulkShare.com, you find that mixtape. But yeah, we never did any fucking headlines, man.
No headlines.
No headlines.
No guess the headlines?
So, we got a few minutes. Let me see what I got here.
I can't play.
You can't play headlines?
So, if you have to play. You have to play.
I know the answers. First,
yeah. So, there's a new kind of condom out, guys, right? So, you're...
You don't say.
You're single now, right?
No.
You're not.
Don't say that shit.
I didn't say that shit.
Yeah, no.
I am.
Bill is single.
Yes, I am.
All right, we're, Shauna and myself, are obviously not single.
We're married.
But if you could pick a flavor for a condom.
Flavor.
A flavor for a condom. For your
why
mistress
would
for the night or
I give
whatever.
A fuck what she's tasting. I don't give a shit what flavor they make a condom.
I
have no preference. I have no preference.
No, none.
Bill, do you have
That's
preference?
A question none. For her.
Right.
Okay, Shauna, if you could pick a flavor for a condom, what would it be?
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Just simple as chocolate.
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 Do you think they'd pull through on the chocolate flavor?
Nah, it probably tastes like some aspartame chocolate.
It tastes like Cocoa Puffs or something, you know what I mean?
Hey, I like Cocoa Puffs.
Horrible.
I eat Cocoa Puffs.
See? She'd love it. She's like,
you fucking plug your nose, this shit tastes like chocolate.
That's a Cocoa Puff condom. Blah. There you go.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Copyright that.
Yeah,
so new condoms. What's new about them? They're flavored. They've
flavored.
Had those.
Yeah. What
a
flavor?
New flavor?
Guess a flavor.
Doritos.
Doritos. Man, yeah. I'd probably get head 3 times a day if I had those.
Can I get
flavors.
2 of them Cool Ranches and 1 nacho cheese?
Please no. KFC.
Your girl leaves. She's like, I got heartburn. Fuck.
Let's avoid those two restaurants at all costs. All
right, so no, that's not the answer. What's one of the greatest American flavors, though?
Apple pie.
No, that's...
Oh, come
good,
on,
good
man.
Guess based on what I said, but no.
Cherry.
No.
Oh, come on,
that's
man.
Already out there. Right. It's not nice. A new flavor.
Hot dog.
Hot dog flavored condom.
Close.
Bacon.
She's
close.
Bacon.
Ding, ding, ding.
Bacon.
There you go.
Bacon-flavored
hey,
condoms.
Baby, put my pork in your mouth.
My shit tastes like bacon.
Hilarious. Get out of here.
And it's bacon, funny bacon, because, bacon, you know, bacon. How condoms come in strips, right? On one side, if there's 4, 5, 6
put the monitor on.
Condoms together, it looks like a strip of bacon.
Oh, isn't that great?
Yeah. Here, I'll show you.
Pull your cock out and it smells like a big old piece of greasy bacon.
Greasy.
Here you go, baby. You like that?
Suck on this.
Right. Fuck IHOP, bitch. I got it right here for you.
There you go. There's a picture of what the condom strips look like.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
I just want a strip to just tack to the wall.
Yep.
Okay, I have a question. I have a question.
All right.
Someone please tell me, what the fuck is bacon lube?
My guess
made from
it's,
bacon fat, maybe?
It's made
Google
with
that shit.
Bacon.
Can we Google
flavored
that shit,
condoms
man?
Filled
Google
with
that shit.
Bacon lube.
So it's
what
like
is that?
KY jelly, but it tastes like bacon.
So you're telling me when I put this condom on, I'm going to be fucking with fucking bacon grease and fat and shit? Is that what bacon lube
it's
is?
It's probably an artificial flavor, if I were to guess, but it
sounds
it could
pretty
be like,
nasty to me.
You better Google that shit, man.
Yeah.
Google shit, I'll just leave it alone.
Bacon lube.
I'm not trying to be splishing and splashing and baking grease.
No better lube than spit, you know what I mean?
Bacon spit.
Bacon spit, man. Spit
just
lube.
Spit.
Fucking nasty.
All right. So there's the bacon lube. Apparently no one wants to try it.
Isn't that some pig in the blanket?
I don't want to try any flavored condom. I doubt that I'm going to pull cone heads and just unwrap a condom and stuff it in my mouth and be like, bubble gum.
If you ever want to do that, we have to get that on video.
Yeah. I'll go buy them for you if you're too
You'll get the bacon ones?
If you would like me to, I will go get bacon ones.
Oh, we might be able to arrange this.
I have no problem walking into Cirilla's by myself, or with my husband, or with a best friend. Quite comfortable in that restaurant, in that place.
What kind of beer are you drinking, man?
I'm drinking Keystone. Would you like one?
Are they smooth?
Hey, yes, and they have a wide mouth can.
Would you like some sweet tea?
I don't know that I need the wide mouth can.
The sweet tea
I have
is
smaller mouth myself.
Sweet.
I don't pride myself on my large mouth. I'm more of a Red Bull type can. You see the mouth on that?
Yeah.
There you go. That's more my side right there, man.
I do have some ginger ale.
Oh, ginger ale. You don't say.
Non-alcoholic.
Indeed.
It's great.
I'd rather have one of them Keith Stones if you don't mind.
No, no problem.
You got a
spare
one?
Yes,
I got a whole bunch.
I got a bunch of spare ones.
Hell yeah, they're only $9 for 40 of them. Damn, look at that. I'm drinking hillbilly beer.
Hey,
I drink real beer.
I never pretended not to be country.
What? What is this groove here next to my...
I'm not sure.
Can orifice.
Oh, I don't know what the fuck that's for.
This motherfucker ain't got nothing nice to say about nothing.
He doesn't. No.
Nothing.
That's no.
It's
yes.
A vented wide mouth.
If he's not talking about his
for
genius,
all you big mouth
cocksuckers nice
out there,
you need
nobody.
Air every now and then. Gotta breathe.
Yeah.
God damn it. When you get down on these motherfuckers, they go straight down, man. They ain't no thing.
Hey, buddy, I drink plenty of expensive beer, but on the weekends,
what,
it's fucking country music.
Buddy,
country music
I
beer.
Don't drink.
You should have had some tea and triple sec, man. That's pretty good.
It was delicious, I'm sure.
Yes, delicious. Mm. Exactly. Okay. Who wants to really play guess the headline now?
I do.
All right. Man charged with attempting to sell 42,000 pounds of what at a New Jersey rest stop? 42,000 pounds.
Marijuana.
No, sir.
Spare ribs.
No, sir.
Bacon.
Trying to keep the bacon theme going, but no, sir, that is not correct.
42,000 pounds of belly button lint.
That would be impressive. However,
Mexicans.
42,000 pounds of Mexicans.
I auction a bitch off.
They go by the pound now? Has it gotten that bad? Man. They just fucking weigh them at the border and are like, yeah, well.
Hell, who knows? It makes it a lot easier, don't it?
You're 220, so give us fucking 5 million pesos, which is $1.27.
I mean, what the fuck? If you're not going to give them food and water, just box them up in a truck, how the fuck can you count them as a person?
Man, I let you lease this whole box of these motherfuckers for $300 a day.
Don't they have to stop at weigh stations every now and then?
I think they shit right in the truck.
Yeah,
who knows?
Yeah,
she didn't say rest stops. You know? She said weigh station.
He said, I ain't stopping for them motherfuckers.
They
can piss in a cup.
They
I ain't
have
stopping.
Those for truck drivers.
Right.
There's one on 69 between here and Fort Wayne.
Yeah,
Wayne.
Way station.
The way station.
But he just said, I think they just shit in the truck.
Oh.
He thought you were talking about a rest stop. I'm like,
oh,
they stop and piss. Way stations where they weigh the trailers. Like, how many pounds of Mexicans are they in the trailer?
Stop. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's, how many pounds did you say?
42,000 pounds of stolen blank.
You said Mexicans.
Oh, yeah.
Stolen Mexicans.
That's what I would. Hey, it could be.
It could I can't answer.
How much are Mexicans a pound these days?
Shit. They had a sale last week.
They had a sale last week. 20% off with a coupon.
It's a tax sale.
Shit. I got my car cleaned
out. Tax sale. Tax sale. Yeah. Buy more than 40, you get 20% off.
Tax time. Everyone's getting money.
Oh, shit. Okay, so it wasn't Mexicans, okay? What did this guy steal?
They're not
steal?
Shipping blacks again, are they?
No. Shrimp. It's not black people either.
Shrimp.
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 No, not shrimp. One more guess.
Sugar.
Sugar. That's not a bad guess. No. Munster cheese.
Yeah, because everybody wants a brick of
that. Because
that
is
shit.
A hot commodity
that is,
these
man.
Days.
Motherfuckers what want is? That shit.
Munster cheese.
It only smells like feet and tastes like ass. Yeah, give me a brick of that.
Like, what's so special about it?
I don't know. Munster cheese. I like Munster cheese on hamburgers and shit. I like it.
Is
it's
like,
one of my favorite cheeses.
Is
but
it cheesier or something?
No, it's pretty funky.
Yeah, that's a great it adjective. Let's add that to the list. Cheesier.
Cheesier.
Yeah.
It's like stimmy.
Stimmy. No, it's actually pretty mild. It is a little pungent. Like, take like, you know how pungent blue cheese is, right?
Never ate it.
You never eaten blue cheese, like with chicken wings and shit?
Your blue cheese dressing?
I don't eat salad dressing unless it's...
Ever in your life, you never had a fucking
island.
Scoop of blue cheese dressing?
Unless it's Thousand Island.
Yeah, yes, Thousand
you
Island.
You like
I
Big Macs
Thousand
too,
island.
Don't you, weirdo?
I like no, Thousand I Island like, dressing, New Kids
I
on
like
the Block.
Double cheeseburgers plain with
Tiger Stripe thongs.
Big Mac sauce.
That's oh, I was going to say,
oh,
Big
do?
Mac yeah. sauce, just Thousand
he
Island
does,
dressing. Thousand island.
He does like... Special sauce.
All over his face and chest.
All over his face and chest. His gargles.
Listen.
Shakes it himself.
Listen. That is one place, UNK, you stay the hell out of my bedroom. Wherever
I won't
the
tell
fuck
nobody
you,
else about your gargling.
Wherever the fuck you have your camera, you better disable that
that's
bitch.
That's right, man. I won't tell nobody about them white boys you sneak in and out of.
Hey, we're not even going to joke
special
about that.
Sauce.
We're not even going to joke about that.
Don't tell
there may be some truth in that statement. Let's just not talk about that.
Truth and shit.
So yeah, just months after a crooked Canadian cop was busted for cheese smuggling... An Illinois man was arrested for allegedly stealing 21 tons of Munster cheese from a Wisconsin cheese company. The man, he's got an unpronounceable fucking name.
Give it a go.
Vitamin Water.
Hey, what up, Vitamin Water?
He's 34. I'm 34, right?
Damn.
All right, I'm 34. I just turned 34. Yeah, I'm 34.
Alright.
I'm an old motherfucker.
Old motherfuckers. You and him.
Yeah. What are you, 33?
Nah, bitch, I'm 30. Ass. I'll be 32 this year. Don't be rushing
young
my
motherfucker.
Be rushing my shit along. My balls still hang low.
I think your balls hang lower the older you grow. That's kinda how
well you're old as fuck, why don't you tell me about it?
Yeah.
Wait a minute here. Time out. I'm older than he is, so
oh,
watch it.
Oh well. Sorry, Grandma.
In my house, really?
Call me Grandma in my own house.
Oh, kick your ass.
She's like, you sure you don't want a tea? I'll go back here and piss in that for you real quick.
I'll give you some lemonade, bitch. Right.
Hey, will you go see if my other cigarette's done cooking?
Hey, will you suck my dick?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Throw it out on the table.
Which color?
Hold on. We got to get video of this.
Where's your cigarette?
She's got the clit the size of a plantain.
Cigarette, where is it?
Didn't I just hand it to you?
Where do you have it plugged in?
Bedroom. So, yeah.
Yeah.
42,000 pounds of stolen Munster cheese. What the fuck are you going to do with 42,000 pounds?
Sell it.
Of Munster cheese. At the
bus station.
Sell it at the bus station.
Money at a bus station or something.
Bill hadn't even heard of Munster cheese.
No, I haven't. Like, where do you get the shit from? Is it in the store?
Yeah, I've bought it for, like, when I grill hamburgers on the grill and
shit.
Expensive? I like using mustard. It
depends on what kind.
It's a mid-level. I'll say it's a mid. It's like a Reggie, if you will. It's a Reggie cheese.
Yeah. Well, see, I don't buy Reggie
cheese.
You can
get a good-sized chunk of it for $6. You get a nice fucking-sized chunk of it.
I buy Kraft.
Right, so right.
That's not made, cheese, man.
It's made with real milk. Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Shit, and that's not that oil-based shit.
Where'd you read that on the internet?
They show you how they make it in the commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah, they pour
there's
the
fucking, milk in the commercial.
They pour the milk right into the package, and there's just cheese slices that immediately come prepackaged.
Fuck you, they have a cow in their package.
They got a cow on the package.
Yeah.
100% dairy.
I would say deli cheese is probably safer to buy than Kraft, just on a whole. But
hey, I'm a Kraft kid. Fuck it.
Right.
I like Kraft.
You'll never have the taste of Munster in your mouth.
When I was young, not growing up, it was either Kraft or the government block.
Yep. I love that shit, though.
Government cheese was good, right, though, man.
What melted right? Government cheese don't melt. The fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I can make some bomb-ass mac and cheese with some good.
Yeah,
and it's going to cook for fucking ever.
Add some grilled cheese.
Man. Just keep stirring, man. Throw a little butter in that.
Damn right.
It's good.
Damn right. You have forearms the size of fucking Hulk Hogan.
It's about a quarter cup of milk to a cup of government cheese. It'll melt.
I hated that shit.
Yeah.
Trying to cut the shit off to put on my fried bologna sandwich and shit. You know, because that's all the cheese that's in the house. You trying to cut it, cut your finger and shit. And you
fucking
go
fried bologna, that shit's good.
Shit, cutting like a flat hot dog.
Hillbilly steak. Fuck what you talking about.
And bologna is a flat hot dog.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
no,
it is.
Not.
It's different.
Okay.
It's different.
You're right.
Don't talk about fucking bologna. Bologna is the shit.
B-O-L-O-G.
I made it through hard times off bologna. Got it back in the refrigerator right now. Fuck out of here. I love bologna. Say you didn't eat bologna growing up.
I was forced to.
You love it right now, don't you?
I'm fortunate I also ate KFC and a bunch of other nasty shit when I was growing up, but I don't eat no more.
But you still eat it.
Well, the fuck I don't.
You don't eat bologna?
No, sir.
When was the last time you had a bologna sandwich?
I couldn't tell you.
Smell bologna on your breath right now.
Right. You're a lying ass. Lying ass. Titty, motherfucker.
Lying ass.
Hey, Shauna, we got some bologna in there. Cook up. Cook up,
yeah,
man.
Fry me up a big bubble of fucking bologna.
Cook
I
up.
Want that. That tastes delicious. Why don't you put about a gallon of ketchup on before you bring it in here, too?
You want an egg in there, too?
That's awesome.
Cook up.
Bologna and egg farts. That's always awesome.
Oh, cook you up a fried bologna with an heirloom tomato.
Yeah, because I love tomatoes, too. That'd be awesome on top of awesome. It'd be like a big bucket of vomit.
It'd be the same size as a bologna.
You don't fucking like tomatoes?
Hell no. That's the nastiest fruit.
What is wrong with you?
It's the nastiest fruit that God invented. A fucking tomato.
I got heirlooms in there.
That's snot fruit.
Them bitches are good.
Tomatoes, snot fruit.
Well, it is fruit.
Yeah, snot fruit.
Snot fruit. Okay. Right on. All right. Well, let's jump into the next story, shall we?
We shall.
Awesome. So I'm going to have to do some plugging in here. We're going to play a video. This girl, She's kind of crazy. There was a video a few years ago with a little kid in it saying, this can't be real life. This can't be real. After he had some orthodontic work done.
Yeah, and they like freaked out on the parents and shit about it and everything, right?
Yeah. So this is the 2013 version of this. The headline on Gawker.com reads, girl weeps for her murdered wisdom teeth in best after dentist video since David. Which David was the kid we were just talking about.
David goes to the dentist.
Yep. So here's the 2013 version of this. Let's have a listen and we'll keep the mics on.
Said no. Get out of my mouth. I don't want to. I'm so sorry.
She's saying she's so sorry.
I thought she said I'm so slobbery.
Right in my mouth.
She is. I'm so slobbery.
No, sorry. It's my own will. I would have kept you. I loved you from the moment.
Honey, are you? She's talking to the fucking tooth.
Yep.
Yes, she's talking to her wisdom teeth. Teeth are okay.
But they're dead.
She's hiding.
Right. Oh my god.
He was just trying to help me too.
Accept them.
I couldn't accept them.
Honey, it's okay. No, you couldn't. They were crowding your other teeth. They would be painful.
They're
missing Gara.
Oh,
here.
My eyes.
Hold on, you did.
It looks like Rachel.
No, just my eyes.
Oh, Rachel.
Oh, Rachel.
Fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you.
It's 11.
Her mom's like, what time is it? Like, how long do I have to
deal with
it?
I deserve the pain.
No.
I took lives.
No, you didn't. A tooth is not life. That is not life. You lost all your baby teeth. It's the same way.
But I grew new ones. I can't grow these back.
She's like, these are gone forever. Like, she lost her hands and shit. They're
there
gone.
There we are.
I just wouldn't be happy.
Do you want to go through the front door, closer to the couch?
Sure. You can just leave.
Okay, rubbing her tongue around.
The mouth of my mouth. I just wanted to be a part of my body. I said no. Get out. I didn't mean it. You can come back if you want.
No, yeah, you should leave him in there.
She's like, I'm going to stuff that motherfucker back in that hole. He said he had to stop or no, please.
Oh, my God.
Please, Becky, don't.
Her name probably was Becky.
I don't know what her name is.
She Tiffany.
Said they will be one again. I didn't mean to let you go. I didn't want to let you go.
Just trying to help me chew. Yeah, so if you want to watch that nuts. Fucking video, man, girl weeps for her murdered wisdom teeth. Search that shit on YouTube, man. That's shit. Yeah. It's not as good as David goes to the dentist. It's not as good as that. David. You've never seen that?
Never seen it.
We'll handle that shit right now.
Never seen it before.
Hell yes.
You never seen David go to the dentist.
I don't believe I have.
To me, that's what that video was stolen off of.
Yeah.